Good afternoon, everybody. This is Will. Here's my open mic. And today we're doing a special themed episode on video game music because I've kind of like rekindled my love of gaming after a time where I just wasn't playing really that much at all. And yeah, I'm going to play a lot of video game music, especially Canadian game music. So I hope people enjoy it. I'm going to start off from one of my all-time favorite 2D platformers. This is La Danse Macabre. I don't know why my French pronunciation went to absolute garbage there. the Lich Yard theme from Shovel Knight. Absolutely incredible. If you love games like Mega Man and DuckTales, play this if you haven't already. Gets my highest seal of approval. Okay, this next one is from one of the most overlooked entries into one of the most storied RPG franchises. This is Big Battle from Digital Devil Saga, the first one. And although it's a shame we haven't gotten any more in this style of SMT game. It is kind of cool to see sort of elements of like the transforming into like this mythological figure being taken on in Metaphor, which was a huge hit a couple of years ago. And I've talked a bit on the show about my a little complicated, but mostly positive relationship with Metaphor. But yeah, here we go. One moment, please. It's just buffering.
All along.
Yeah, I've been really, really enjoying my dive back into the Sly Cooper series back from elementary school. I actually never beat Sly 1. I played it at a Hawaiian resort, and I got to, I got to the final level where you face Clockwork in Russia, and there's a mission where you're driving on in the van with the gang's driver, Murray, to destroy computers before this group of lava slugs. It makes sense in context. And I just couldn't do it because the van controls, like, it's an amazing game, but the van controls, like, the van missions were really jank. And I'm glad they kind of got rid of them and tweaked them for the other releases. But I finally did it, and I'll admit, the final boss gave me a lot of trouble for an E10 Plus game. Like, but yeah, holds up super well, and Sly 2 is even better. Might be my second favorite 3D platformer of all time, behind Psychonauts. And I love the more open-ended approach it gives you. I love the stealth focus. It's very unique for a platformer. I love the worldwide trip. I'm in Prague right now. Very spooky, very ominous. A lot of, like, horror influence in this level. It got to the level where you play as Bentley and you rescue Sly from prison. You have to hatch a plan to save Murray. I'm loving every second. It's so good to have, like, a game that you worry was only held up by nostalgia actually hold up really well into adulthood. And the music, again, it stood out to me a lot more, especially in the first game, because, like, every level, they really didn't have to give every level a unique theme, but they did. And rip Ashif Hakik, because he did an amazing job filling them with personality, like the Triangle of Whales, the glitz and glamour of Mesa City, the unspeakable horror of the Haitian jungles, the frigid oppression of the Chinese mountains, and of course the lava tinted ominousness of Mount Krakarov in Russia. Anyway, next up, more SMT, this time not Meguro, though. This is Ryota Kozuka, Meguro's protege in any sense, and honestly, just as good. Although, I'm more likely to pop on, like, a Meguro song, because, like, he made the Persona song so, like, pop appealing and accessible. But I really love what Kozuka's done, especially with the two SMT5s.